basically all week. Like, we just kept going at Joey. So it was super cool. Just, like, went and saw, like, some of our new vocal convertees. Like, our new converts and stuff. And then... and then, like, we had to, like, hurry back to the office because, like, we were going to get a ride with, like, this bishop that, like, works in the offices and that lives really close to our apartment. It's, like, it'd be cheaper for us to pay for the stuff because he would just drive us. But, like, we're sitting in the Pinas and, like, they're, like, it's, like, the little boat or whatever and, like, sitting in the Pinas and, like, these people in the front of it, like, they just start doing, like, palab.
What is palab in England?
Fight, yeah. So they're like fighting and stuff, and like it was super. We're just like, what the heck? Like, it was already like, 4:45, and like we had to get to the, office at 5 o'clock. And so we're like, oh my gosh, like, and like we were at least like 30 minutes away. So we're like, oh crap. So like I just like called other Timana and like just told him like, hey, like tell him why like we're coming on our way. So then like we like got there. And, like, we were talking with them. And, like, then when we got there, there was, like, hardly anyone there. I'm like, Elder Timonar, like, where is everyone? He's like, oh, President said, like, the chauffeur is, like, not going to come for another hour. I'm like, because me and my companion, like, we, like, sprinted to, like, the Pinas to, like, hurry and get over. And, like, it was for no reason. Because then we ended up just waiting, like, another hour. It was super funny. But then, like, I was just, like, sitting. And the President, like, came out. And, like, I was just sitting just talking with him, just, like, different stories, like, of his mission and stuff, and then he was telling me about, like, our new apartment and stuff, and he's like, hey, like, it's gonna be really expensive. He's like, I don't know if, like, I can do this. I'm like, wait, why is it gonna be expensive? He's like, like, in this new apartment, like, there's air conditioning and hot water, and, like, it's like, I don't know if I can do this, like, just kind of, like, joking around, but, like, at the same time, was, like, kind of serious. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, you know, President, like, my birthday is, like, September, right? Like, I think it'd be, like, my birthday present, right? And he just started laughing. He lost it. Because, like, the apartment's going to be ready September 10th. And, like, also my companion's birthday's in September. It's the 27th, right?
26th.
Oh, 26th. Yeah. So we're like, yeah, it's our birthday, President. It was really funny. But, yeah, he's a cool guy. He's, like, sat and talked. He was just, like, telling me about, like, different... like, stories on his mission, just, like, all his stuff. Because, like, he served here in Cote d'Ivoire. Like, he also served, like, in my sector, Kumasi. It's, like, it's just, like, super cool. Like, we're just, like, talking about and stuff. So that was Friday. And then Saturday, it was pretty good. Just got up and studied. Like, got ready to head to the sector and stuff. Like, we just, like, went and, like, taught, these new people that we found, Fer Gabriel and Sir Gabriel, who live, like, near our recent convertee, Fer Zeze, who, like, we just baptized, like, the last week or whatever. It was, like, 2 weeks ago. And then, like, also, like, Frere and Sir Elise, who's, like, his buddy. And, like, we were just, like, talking with him, and, like, it was a super great lesson. And, like, after that, we then went and taught, like, Sir Bernadette and, like, their kids and stuff. And it was super fun, like, just going, like, saying hi to them and stuff. But, like, the thing that was stunk was that, like, we, like, taught them and, like, they were, like, super receptive of the lesson. They're like, yeah, like, your guys' church is, like, the true church. And they're like, yeah, like, come to church, like, tomorrow. Like, we'll be there tomorrow. And they're like, okay, yeah, yeah, like, we'll come. And, like, we go to church Sunday. And there's, like, there was no one that showed up. I'm like, oh, man. It's like, we were just like, it's like, dang it, man. Like, we'll just go see him, like, again, like, this next week or whatever. Like, we were, like, sitting, and, like, I thought, like, there was, like, no one, like, no investigators that came to church. But then, like, one of the members were like, hey, like, there's, like, this kid that we got. Like, he's been coming to church, like, these past, like, 3 months or so. I'm like, what the heck? Why didn't you, like, show us him, like, before now? Like, what the heck? So we're, like, talking with him. They're like, yeah, like, I don't know. He's just been going to class with, like, everyone else. And, like, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, we got to get this kid baptized, man. And so, like, hopefully we'll get him, like, baptized this Saturday. We'll see what happens. We'll go and, like, talk to him, like, see if he's actually, like, ready to be baptized or not. But, yeah, so that'll be cool. Also, like, I gave a talk this Sunday. So that was pretty nice because it's, like, Missionary Sunday. Like, every second Monday is, like, the Missionary Sunday or whatever. That was super cool. And, yeah, that was, like, basically it for the week. Yeah, it's pretty solid week. Kind of crazy with, like, the new change and everything with the apartment and stuff. But, like, now, like, everything's all good. Like, finally got this apartment nice and organized and great. But, yeah, like, let's see. Scripture for this week. Let's see. So it's going to be Jacob 5, verse 17 to 18. So it reads, et il arriva que le seigneur de la vigne regardait à vue l'arbre sur lequel avait été greffé les branches de l'olivier sauvage, et il avait poussé des rejetons et commencé à porter du fruit. Et il vit qu'il était bon, et le fruit en était semblable au fruit naturel. Et il dit aux serviteurs, voici les branches de l'olivier sauvage. Ce sont ceci de l'humidité de sa racine, de sorte que sa racine a produit beaucoup de force. Et à cause de la grande force de sa racine, les branches sauvages ont donné du fruit franc. Et nous n'avions pas greffé ces branches, l'arbre aurait péri. Et maintenant, voici, j'amasserai beaucoup de fruit que l'arbre a donné, et je m'en amasserai les fruits en vue de la saison. So, like, we see in this scripture, like, it's, like, talking about, like, the olive, like, the wild olive tree, and, like, the
tamed.
Like, tamed olive tree. And so, like, what happened here is, like, the Lord of the vineyard, like, told him to, graft,
yeah,
like the branches of the savage olive or the wild olive tree to the tree that's like tame. And so what ended up happening was then these branches changed and they became normal and they gave like fruit that was like natural of like the tame tree. Like it was almost like they just became tame. And so it's because of, like, the roots of the tree, the tame olive tree that, like, saved the branches. And so if we build our foundation on solid roots, then we will never fall. We can never change. All it can do is just change others and help them to be stronger. And so, yeah, that's just the scripture for the week that I was, like, studying in this week. Love you guys tons. Hope you guys had an incredible week and can't wait to talk to you guys. Love you guys.